Good morning. My name is Reverend Randall Massengill. I'm the pastor at Lafayette First United Methodist Church. We are located at 301 South Main Street in Lafayette, Georgia. Our worship services are at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to worship with you.
Scripture reading today comes from Matthew, the 18th chapter, verses 21 through 35. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before him. 'Be patient with me,' he begged, 'and I will pay back everything.' The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what happened, they were greatly distressed and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. 'You wicked servant,' he said, 'I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?' In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from the heart." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Would you pray with me? It is our desire, O Lord, to be forgiven. May we know that the way we show our words of thanksgiving and our heart felt love for you is by sharing that forgiveness with others. Teach us how to do that. Give us grace to do that as well as mercy. And allow us, O Lord, to know that as Jesus came in the flesh, he understands what it is like to do what you have called us to do, because what you call us to do is not an easy task. Sometimes it takes baby steps for us to grow into it. It doesn't happen overnight. We didn't get to where we are overnight. We will not get from where we need to be overnight. So allow us, O Lord, to know that you are patient with us, so may we be patient with ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I find it very interesting that when Simon Peter asks Jesus how many times he should forgive his brother, he says, "As many as seven times?" Like, that's a lot. As many as seven times? I think that's just hilarious. Because seven times, compared to what Simon Peter needed to be forgiven, Simon Peter needed a lot more than seven times, wouldn't you think? Because just in one night, how many times did Peter deny knowing Jesus? Three. Which means you got four left, Peter. I ask you, my brothers and sisters, and myself, if you and I were only allowed seven times to be forgiven, how long would it take us to use all seven? I had a little boy say about an hour at 9 o'clock. A little boy was sitting over, he said, "About an hour?" That's about right. Well, let's just say it's not seven. Let's say it's 77 times, because in Matthew it says 77 times. if we were allowed 77 times, how long would it take us to use all 77?
About 2 hours.
Now, in some scriptures, we've not only heard 7 times, 77 times, we've also heard the number 70 times 7. Which, if we're good mathematicians, we know that equals 490. So how long would it take you and me to use up 490 times of asking God to forgive us? About 3 hours, Charlie says. The parable that is told in context of Peter's question. If you want to find out what a parable says, you must put it in context. If you pull out a parable and just use it by itself, you can make it say whatever you want to. But if you use a parable in context, it's put there side by side. That's what parable means. Parable means para, you know, like para-pro with professional. A parable is to set down beside. In other words, Jesus tells this story alongside Peter's question of how many times should I forgive my brother or sister if they'd sin against me? 7 times. So Jesus tells this parable. It's about a king. And this king has a servant. And this servant owes this king an amount of money that is so tremendous, he will never be able to pay it back, regardless how many lives he lives. That's how in debt he is. He is bankrupt. He doesn't have the money to pay. He can't pay it back. The only way he can pay it back is to go bankrupt. It doesn't matter how much he pleads. The amount of money he can never, ever pay back. Have you ever said to anybody, I'll never be able to repay you for what you have done for me? Have you ever said that to anybody? There is a woman in Lafayette who went through triple X cancer. There were only 3 people in the United States that had it. She's the only one who is still alive. When she heard that my wife Mary had come back and they had seen a spot, she called me. Mary had been to the doctor and they wanted to do surgery. And she said, "Don't do it. I have a doctor who saved my life. I'm going to call him and make an appointment for her to see him." And I thought, you're going to call a doctor and make an appointment for my wife to see him? Yes, I am. And I thought, good luck with that one. She called me back and she said, he'll see her Wednesday at 2 o'clock. I thought, oh my gosh, who have I got on this other side of the phone? She got my wife in touch with a doctor who didn't do what was about to be done. And I will never, ever be able to repay this woman for doing what she did for me and my wife. For when Mary came through the door with that news, it broke her heart and we cried because we didn't know what was going to happen. So when someone intervenes, brothers and sisters, on mine and your behalf, and gets us help that we can't get ourselves, how do you pay them back? I took her out to eat, her and her husband. I bought them a salmon lunch. I bought her a salmon supper. It was like $15-$20. I paid $50 for them to eat. You think it was worth more than $50? I probably should give her that every week, shouldn't I? I should keep paying her that $50 every week. There are certain people in our life who have done things for us that we will never, ever be able to pay them back, regardless how good we are, how much money we give, how just, I mean, you can't do it. It's beyond. So this king looks at this servant and it says that he had compassion. He had mercy. The word for mercy means to get under the skin. Have you ever gotten under someone's skin? I don't mean that way. To get under someone's skin means to relate to who they are. When God came in Jesus in the flesh, He got under our skin. He related to who we are, our humanity. So the king has compassion and forgives the debt. Well, we later hear in this parable that he comes across an individual who owes him money, and he grabs him as the king did, threatening to do to him what the king was threatening to do to him with his family and all, and he threw him in prison. Well, you know, I thought just a minute, now I know why this guy can't pay his bills. He wasn't getting paid by people who owed him money. No wonder he got mad at him. He owes him money, and if he don't pay him money, he can't pay the king money. Now I know why he's upset with this guy. But that wasn't the issue at all. The money he owed the king, it didn't matter how much money this man owed him, it would be a debt he would never be able to repay. But as a result of being shown mercy and compassion, he didn't pass that on to this next person who owed him like he owed the king. Somewhere along the way, he felt like he was more privileged. Or maybe he didn't think he was that bad. Anyway, he didn't relate to this gentleman, and he had him thrown into prison. Some servants saw this and found out about it and reported it to the king. And the king called him back into his court and he said, "What is this you have done? I forgave you for what you owed me. You cannot forgive another for what they owe you." And he says he threw him back into the prison until he was able to pay every last penny, which you and I just heard he'll never be able to pay. And Jesus then says, "So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart." There's times that I will say, "Yeah, I forgive you," but I said it from my head. The Bible says we are to forgive from our hearts. But brothers and sisters, I want you and I to know that just because you and I are called by God to forgive, those person we are forgiving also have responsibility. I recall to your mind what John the Baptist said to those who came to the river to repent and to be baptized. John the Baptist said to them, "Show fruits of your repentance." If I ask you to forgive me, and you do, that I am to show fruits that I have repented, that I have changed my mind, that I'm not going to do what I've done before. I'm going to change my heart, my mind, and I'm going to bear fruits of repentance. I'm not just going to let it go. I'm going to do something about it. That doesn't mean that I may not repeat it, but it does mean that I'm going to make a conscious effort not to do it. Not only are you and I to forgive one another, but when we are forgiven, we are to bear fruits of repentance to show that we are truly repentant and that we are grateful for being forgiven. When we were in Livonia, we didn't have Project Search. Have I thanked you publicly, Connie Forrester, for calling me? Connie Forrester called me when I first got here, and I just love Connie. Connie said, "Can I stick my nose in your business?" I said, "You sure can, Connie." Her son said to her, "Mama, tell him about Project Search. And I'll never be able to pay your son or you, Connie, back for what you and your son did for Mary and my son. Let me just say that publicly. They didn't have a Project Search. They didn't have a kaleidoscope. So people tried to get Timothy these little jobs, and they were all voluntary. They weren't paid, like he's got now. So he got an idea and was invited to go to the pound, the animal shelter, and maybe volunteer and get some job skills there. Well, when we went up there, I was in the lobby, and Mary and Timothy and all of them went back to show him what he would do, and there was a white pit laying on a pillow. A pit. You know what I'm talking about? A pit. A bull, a pit bull. Is that what they're called? Pit bull. She had been rescued from a puppy mill, and after they were through with her, they put her in a pen to let dogs practice on mauling her. So as I was sitting in there, she was laying on that pillow, and I must confess to you, brothers and sisters, even though I wasn't looking at her, she was in my peripheral vision. You understand. And as I was watching her in my peripheral vision, I saw her get up. And she started walking towards me. And I thought, oh, dear Lord, no. Dear Lord, oh, no, dear Lord, no. And this dog, known for so many bad things that not all pit bulls do, but many do, but not all. This puppy mill dog, who had been mistreated by my kind, put her paws on my thigh and put her head on her paws. And I thought to myself, all that my kind have done to your kind, you still are going to put your paws and your head on my leg? And it was at that moment, brothers and sisters, that I thought of that. The cross. I thought to myself, Almighty God, all that we have done to you and your Son and your Holy Spirit, you're still going to knock on our hearts? You're still going to come in and sup with us if we open the door? If we continue to ask you to forgive us of our sins, you are still going to be faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all righteousness? Are you serious? Are you really going to do that? And his word says, yes, I am going to do that. And because you are my child, and because I forgive you, I ask you to do that with one another. Not 7 times, not 77 times, not 490 times. When I was at Somerville First, I asked them, how many hours do you want me to put into my job? Which was a stupid answer. That's a stupid question, wasn't it? I'm walking right into it, aren't I? I was walking right into it. And Milford Morgan, you know Milford Morgan? I love Milford. You know what he said to me? As many as it takes. I walked right into it, didn't I? How many times should we forgive? As many as it takes.
May the Lord go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, beneath you to lift you from your sorrows, within you to give you the gifts of faith, hope, and love, and always before you to show you the way. Amen.